Good evening, everyone. Sino sa inyo dito, nag-start na yung pasukan nyo? Meron na ba? Aba, may mangilan-ilan na din, no? How about next week? Yung iba, next week? Okay, yung iba, hindi na? Okay, how about sa June 13? Karamihan, June 13, right? Sino yung mga June 13 papasok? Karamihan, alright. Pero let me just pray for everyone, okay? I feel like I want to pray for some people right here, especially yung mga estudyante going to next semester, okay, next school year. Can I ask everyone to bow down right now? Let's pray. Father, I pray for all the people na nag-start na ng klase, yung magsa-start pa lang ng klase next week and even on June 13, yung mga magsa-start pa lang, God. And even yung mga nagka-klase na ngayon, probably iba yung semester nila. But I pray for every student right here, God. Those people, Lord, na may problema kung makakapag-enroll pa ba sila, in Jesus' name, they will, Lord God. You will provide and you would provide for their parents and for the tuition fees, Lord God. And even we pray that walang makakahinder sa pag-aaral nila, Lord God. I pray that you bless these people, the students, Lord God, that they'd be a blessing to their classmates, teachers, even to every people, staff sa school nila, just as they continue to honor you in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Alright? Sino excited sa school? Okay, excited naman kami. Come on! Alright? Okay, hindi yan plastic lang. No? Pag-uwi mo, ayoko pumasok. Okay. Right now, we are in the series called Walk the Talk. We're talking about authentic Christianity. How do we walk the talk when we claim we're Christians? Okay? So, tignan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha na bang Kristiyano yan? Alright? Okay? Mukha na bang we na walk the talk naman niya, yung mga natutunan niya. Our goal here is that as authentic Christians or follower of Jesus Christ, we get to live authentic Christianity in our lives by studying the book of James. That's why we went through 3 chapters already and ngayon, 4th chapter. This is about living the faith that we profess as followers of Jesus Christ. Pero bigyan ko kayo ng kwento before what I knew about or kung ano yung pagkakaalam ko on Christianity or sino yung bata ko, hindi pa ako Kristiyano, mas bata ako, 2 years ago, nung 12 years old pa lang ako, alright? Okay, so 14 pa lang ako, yeah, cute, okay. So, nung 12 ako, or 10, or basta at that age, okay, meron akong kalaro at alam ko Kristiyano siya. Pero pagkakaalam ko sa Kristiyano, dapat naka-white na polo, or basta dapat formal na formal yan. Pag Sunday, nakikita namin yan, uy, church boy! Yeah, ganun namin siya. Tapos yung talagang pagkakasuklay niya, yung gel, buong bote, ginamit, para ayos na ayos, alright? So may kakilala ba kayong ganyan kung minsan gusto mag-service either Sunday or na Friday pero dapat nakapolo ko, okay? Meron ba kayong ganung kilala? Tingnan yung katabi nyo, oy, nakapolo. Next week, t-shirt na yan. Parang ganun, okay? Naka-tuck-in pa, alright? Ganun yung pagkakilala ko. Pagkakilala ko sa kanya, pag Kristiyano ka, ganun yung iniisip ko, kailangan yung damit mo holy, alright? So ganyan na, puti, tuck in, okay. Iba dyan, tinaas na, no? Bakit? Okay. Alright, so ganun. Akala ko outwardly, ganun yung pagiging Kristiyano, dapat maayos yung itsura mo. Tapos eventually, may nabasa ako, nakita ko, ito palang taong to, Kristiyano din. Okay? Kilala nyo ba yan? Taga sa amin yan eh, si ano? Tamba, hindi. Siya si Brian Head Welch, okay? Before, he was a metal band member, okay? Pag narinig mo yung mga kanta niya, di ko na i-recommend, di okay, okay? Pero he got saved. He got a part in his life na nag-turn around, okay? Talaga may nag-preach ng gospel sa kanya, he got saved. And even until today, Kristiyano siya, preaching, even through his music, preaching, okay? And pag initinig mo yung itsura niya, parang ibang-iba sa una, di ba? Na iniisip kong holy. So nagulat ako, but Christianity is never about the outside appearance pala. Okay? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo, so okay ka lang, di ba? It's never about the outside appearance, okay? Ibig sabihin nun, kung ganito itsura mo, tato, wala kang ano, wala kang hikaw, wala kang ganito, ganyan, ganyan, alright? Dapat nakapolo ka, takin, whatever, it doesn't matter. Because real Christianity, when we talk about it, it comes from the inside and out. It comes from the inside knowing that we have Jesus Christ in your life. Sino sa inyo dito, you surrendered your life to Christ, come on. Diba? Okay? And you know that you have Jesus in your life and you know you follow Him, you are a disciple, but outside appearance, it's a small thing compared to the inside of our hearts. That's why when we talked about being a Christian or talking about our faith, I hope it starts from the inside that when we have trials, when we say we are followers of Jesus Christ, we have joy under trial. It's not about natatawa ka dahil may problema ka. Hindi yun yung outside appearance nun. Na pag may problema ka, natatawa ka. Di ba may kilala ka bang ganun? Ha, may problema ko. Lubog ako sa utang. Ha? Okay, babagsak ako. Alright, papalayasin ako. Yahoo! Alright. It's not that. But it's about in the inside, he's calm. Okay lang siya because he knows who to trust and that's God. Amen? And ganun din dapat tayo, as followers of Jesus Christ, ganun yung natutunan natin dito, and even in faith and works, talking about this in the second week, we know that we need to extend a helping hand because that's our faith that we profess. That's our faith that we claim, because if we say we have faith, but without works, it's dead. But when we say we have faith, it should be extended to others so that they would know who our God is. And a helping hand, a life that gives, is a faith, okay, that lives to other people. Also, last week, we talked about uncontrolled tongue, okay? Pastor Ian shared to us last week, speaks that the words that we say would direct and have power over the lives of other people, and even to us, ourselves. So what we confess, okay, that's what we live. That's our faith. And I hope we've been learning so much about these things na lahat ng ginagawa natin outwardly comes from the inside when God changes us. And that's how we live our lives. That's how we walk the talk. And that's why we are now in this part of the series, in the fourth week, how do we walk the talk now, even as we relate with other people and even with our own desires. So let me invite everyone to stand up right now and let's read in James chapter 4, verses 7 to 10. Kung may Bibles kayo, ilabas nyo, okay? And lamaya may mga underline tayo, bibilugan tayo. So we can remember what God has been telling to us through this word. Sabi dito, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God. Say, draw near to God. And he will draw near to you. Cleanse your heart, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Masahin natin sabay-sabay, 1, 2, 3, go. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you. Let me invite everyone to bow down. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word, and we pray that as we learn from your word today, open our hearts and our minds, Lord God, so that we would apply it in our lives, and we would continue to honor you, Lord God, in our lives, so that we would walk the talk as we say, Lord, we follow you and we love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. So you may take your seats now. This chapter, yung pag-uusapan natin from verses 1 to 10. Okay, so let's go now to verse 1. And we'll go through all the verses and hihimay-himayin natin to. What could we learn in their situation and what James has told the believers from outside of Jerusalem? Remember, in the past 3 weeks, paulit-ulit natin binabanggit that this is a letter of James to the persecuted Christians or believers who are Jews na dati nasa Jerusalem sila. But since there was persecution, they were scattered into different nations. And now, James is now writing to them on encouraging them dahil sa persecution na meron sila, trials that they have, but also not only encouraging them, but also teaching them right doctrine that was taught by Jesus Christ, his half-brother. When Jesus resurrected, okay, na dun siya naniwala, gave his life to him, and trusted Jesus. And now, James, as a church leader in Jerusalem, is now sharing this and addressing one issue again. Chapter after chapter, laging may issue na pinag-uusapan. At this point, ano yung issue? So let's read verse 4. Chapter 4, verse 1 says here that what causes quarrels and what causes fights among you? So kung titignan natin, in their situation right now, at that point, merong quarrels, merong fights, merong pag-aaway among all the believers. In their church, merong mga nag-aaway-aaway. May kilala ba kayo dito, nag-aaway-aaway? Okay, pagtabihin nyo. Okay? Hawakan mo ngayon tenga, sige nga. In the community of believers in their time that James was writing to, may aaway-aaway. Ano kaya yung pinagmula ng away nila? That's why James is now saying in continuation, is it not this, that your passions are at war with you? So sa mga conflicts pala nila, sa mga quarrels and conflicts na meron sila, pag-aaway-aaway nila, what James has been bothered with is not at the point na sino yung mas tama, sino yung mas may point, sino yung medyo mali, sino yung parang mas maganda yung sinasabi niya. More than having this person or this team or this part of the people have their own sides explained, iwi-way sino yung mas tama, ang pinoint out ni James ay kaya kayo may pinag-aawayan, may pinagtatalunan at may gustong ipaglaban ay dahil sa mga sarili ninyo at yung mga gusto ninyong mangyari sa mga buhay ninyo. Passions at war within you. The pleasures, the comfort, the things that they know that would give them security, the things that they know that would give them control, and the things that they know na mas tama sila. Sino dito one time may nakainisan ka na, right? Ba, mabait ng tao dito. Conflicts we have with others is only a result of the battles that's happening inside of our minds coming from the desires of our hearts. Yung katotohanan nun. For example, we know that many times we see conflict at social media, right? We involve at conflicts at social media, proving ourselves to be better than other people. That's why kaninang umaga lang, kitang-kita natin, ang daming nag-aaway-away dahil dito. Di ba? Sino dito, Golden State ka? Di ba? Huwag mo namang ibaba yung mga Cavs. Sino yung mga Cavs? Oh, si Pastor Jeff. Okay. Alright. Grabe, yung away sa social media. I was surprised to see even someone na nagmura pa dahil natalo yung Cavs. Passions at war na may gusto kong ipaglaban. Di, mas magaling si Curry. Teka, ba't wala siya sa picture? Okay, balik niyo si Curry, okay? Tapos ikaw naman, kung Cavs ka, di mo kasi kilala yung mga players sa ano, sa Golden State. Curry lang kilala mo, alright? Tapos talagang galit na galit ka, di ba? Pinaglalaban mo, hindi, mas magaling yung team ko, okay? Kaya may away kasi may gusto ipaglaban yung isa, may gusto rin ipaglaban yung isa. Tama ba? So don't get me wrong, Golden State ako, okay? Kasi talo na yung Miami Heat, okay? So bandwagoner din ako, alright? So, yahoo! Pero kilala ko naman yung iba, okay? So okay lang yun. The point is that, is it really worth it to be involved in these conflicts? Diba? But we know conflicts are real. Not only in social media, but we know quarrels and fights are happening even inside of our home, right? At home, alam natin, minsan may conflict tayo with our parents. Sino dito minsan ganun? Huwag mo nataasin kamay mo, okay lang. Baka sabihin nila, ay, rebellious. Okay. Conflicts at home. Now, for example, conflict lang, ayaw ka ng payagan kung minsan pumunta dito. Kasi ginagabi ka na lang lagi. Kasi pinapaalam natin, sasabihin natin, Ma, mag-church lang ako. 5 p.m. Pero uwi mo alas 12. Kasi hindi tayo nagpapaalam. Diba? Hindi tayo nagpapaalam. Sasabihin natin, church lang, 5 o'clock. Ano ba yung church nyo? Ba't 6 na oras? Okay. Ba't tayo magtataka kung may conflict? Because, sasabihin mo, ba't hanggang 12:30, Ma, fellowship? Huh? Diba? Ma, nasa McDo kami. Diba? Sabi ng fellowship with other believers. But you know what? It becomes wrong when it takes the place of God in our lives. Na ang iniisip lang natin, gusto ko mag-enjoy. Ang saya-saya pagkasama ko yung mga kaibigan ko. Sabi ng nanay ko, wag daw ako papagabi. Ito, papaumaga na lang ako. Okay? So ngayon, there's conflict at home because of our rebellious side, because of us wanting to please ourselves at that point. Right? And also, conflict probably at church. Imagine, katulad nung time nila James, nag-aaway-aaway sila. Imagine na lang yung scenario na parang ganito. Pagpasok mo dito, nakita mo yung reserved mong upuan, di ba? Yung dapat sa'yo lang yan. Dito ka sa harap, hindi ka pa makapag-worship pag nasa third row ka. Kasi, ang sikip eh, hindi ka makaganun eh. Di ba? Nakita mo siya, di ba? Conflict agad kasi gusto mo sa harap ka. Itong sister ko na to, ba't dito umuupo yan? Tapos next week, makikita mo siya, ayoko na mag-service. Sa 7 na lang ako, nasa 5 siya. Eh nakita mo, 7, nandun din siya. Ba't dalawang beses uma-attend to? Okay. Tapos ngayon, tinatarayan mo na. Saan nang galing yun? Sa upuan ba? It's the desire of wanting to get a place better for yourself because it gives you pleasure and comfort. The passions at war within us. Bakit ang sama-sama ng loob mo pag na-friendzone ka? Bakit may quarrel sa inyo ni best friend pagka inisip mo, ikaw may gusto sa kanya, pero siya may gusto sa kanya? Quarrel and fight between us because of the desires of things that we have inside of us. Tama? Yung iba, naiyak eh. But verse 2 says, you desire and you do not have, so you murder. You covet and cannot obtain, so you fight and quarrel. You do not have because you do not ask. And this is Old Testament, parang illustration ni James, reminding people at that time that an illustration in itself na standards ni Jesus na tinuro niya na. Na ibig sabihin, when you are angry at someone, it's already you committing murder. Alright? When you covet at other people's lives or whatever, it's already stealing. Or when you lust over a person, it's already adultering. And imagine, it's a high standard, but all is measured or can be seen or be exposed in the lives of people. And even to us, it's because of Jesus Christ's teaching and it's because of the standards of the Bible. And without knowing that, we would never know that the passions within us are eating us because we want to be comforted, satisfied, and we want things to be pleasurable for us. And you ask and you do not receive, says in verse 3, because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. When is the time that when we say, we ask wrongly and spend these things for our own passions? Sometimes prayer turns into selfish prayer. It happens because we have selfish desires in ourselves. It's not bad to desire good grades. Tama? Tama? Parang di kayo niniwala. Hindi, pwede na yung pasado. Okay. But when it gets in the way that when you always pray, Lord, good grades, study ka na study, di ba? Study talaga eh, no? Aral ka ng aral, sunog na yung kilay mo, okay? Dinodrawingan mo na lang. Okay, tapos, you are already neglecting the time that you have with God every day, supposedly to read your Bible and pray, because a selfish kind of way of pursuing something that is good, that eventually became bad for us, becomes an idol in our lives because it takes the place of God in our lives. Do we understand that? When we think of the good things for us, probably yes, comfort and whatever, that even in this point, di ba na, sabi dito, you spend it on your passions. What do you desire most in the whole day? Ano yung una mong pinupuntahan when you wake up in the morning? Ano yung una mong naiisip pagkapagod na pagod ka na? Would it be internet? Would it be just browsing in the Facebook up and up and up? Tapos, uulitin mo lang, tapos, tatlo lang naman yung bago, pero lahat tinitignan mo pa din. It feeds sometimes our lives knowing that this gives me comfort. Now, it's because of our selfish desires and it's the center of our lives already. It becomes, good things becomes bad things in such a way because of selfish motives that in a way, para sa atin lang. The truth is that, yes, as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we are accepted and loved by God. We are in His family, but yet, in this human body, still here, buhay pa tayo, we still have human sinful nature. That's the truth. That's why sometimes we struggle. That's why sometimes we fall into sin. That's why sometimes we are tempted. That's why many times we are tempted. It's because we still have this sinful nature, wanting to be better than other people, wanting to always be comforted at all times, wanting na puro sarili natin iniisip natin na dapat para sa akin to, at dapat ako lang yung masaya. When it becomes selfish motives, selfish desires, we begin to see that, yes, we are very sinful people. But yet, as Christians, as followers of Jesus Christ, we need to see that this should not be as an excuse to all of us, right? Hindi dapat ito maging excuse na, hindi, makasalanan ako eh. Now, we go to verse 4, when James now addresses them as you adulterous people. In the Old Testament, pag sinasabi ito, he's saying, you unfaithful people to the God who has saved you. This is a rebuke to them saying this, that do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever wishes to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. When do we become friends of the world? When we see that things in this life, things that we do every day, things that we desire would satisfy us most more than God. Now, rather than reading your Bible, it's internet, it's what you search late at night, it's what you receive from your friends or probably yung boyfriend mo or girlfriend mo, kung ayan yung mga nagiging places that we find satisfaction in our lives, we become enemies of God. How bad is that? Imagine that we become enemies of God because we are loving the world. When we love the things of this world, not only that we affect, katulad nila, there were conflicts and quarrels, because may pinaglalaban sila, right? Minsan tayo, ganun gusto natin, may pinaglalaban din tayo, dapat tayo yung tama, tayo yung masunod. Selfish desires affects relationships around us, but most importantly, it affects the relationship that we have with God. Kung merong pinaka naapektuhan, hindi yung kapitbahay mo, kapamilya mo, o yung ibang tao. Pinaka naapektuhan, yung relationship mo sa Panginoon. We become enemies of God. That's what the Bible says. Verse 5, or do you suppose it is to no purpose that the Scripture says He yearns jealously over the Spirit that He has made to dwell in us? What this thing says is that kung gaano ka-importante kay Lord yung relationship natin. At the last verse, we talk about being enemies of God. We are far from God. If we are enemies with God, ibig sabihin, we are of the world and we are not for God. But you know what? God loves us so much. That's why He yearns. The word yearns there, ibig sabihin nun, wants, desires, and longs for. Who longs for us so much? It's God Himself.
That's why He's jealously over the Spirit that He has made to dwell on us. Because when we accept Jesus Christ and you accept Him as Lord and Savior, God is with you already through His Holy Spirit. By that, ibig sabihin, anak ka ng Panginoon. Ibig sabihin nun, God yearns and jealously longs for you every single day. Kung merong person that longs for you every day, it's God Himself. If there's a person who desires to be with you every single day and forevermore, it's God Himself. That's why He made a way through Jesus Christ. And now that we are in Christ, God, we need to remember that how do we walk the talk knowing the realities that we are sinful? We always have the tendency to fall into sin and to be tempted in many situations. And also that in these selfish desires, it affects relationships around us in our family, in schools, mga kaibigan natin, leader mo, mga ka-VG mo, at lalong-lalo na kay Lord, we have to first understand that all of these things, whether you're so sinful and at some point, nag-backslide ka talaga, God is telling us that He gives more grace. What a good news in this verse 6 that, but He gives more grace. Therefore it says, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. So tingnan mo yung katabi mo, mukha bang humble yan? Oh. Humbug? What this says is that God's grace is available for those who are humble before Him. Grace is available to everyone who would humble themselves before God. Not that we earn or we will earn God's favor or God's grace to us. Not that, but we actually recognize God's grace and God's goodness over our lives. When you realize that Jesus Christ has died for your sin and has paid the penalty for our sins, we see that this is the grace of God and it humbles us. It's not for us to gain natin yung favor ni God, but it's already given. When we talk about grace, it's something that we don't deserve, yet God gives it to us anyway. Parang ganito, di ba, sino dito may kakilala ka, yung taong napakabait sa'yo kahit napakakulit mo. Okay? Yung mga nanay natin, tama? Di ba, hindi naman dumating sa point na dahil ang kulit mo, hindi ka kakain na tatlong linggo. Kulit-kulit mo eh. Kumakain pa rin naman tayo, di ba? In fact, ang taba na nga ng katabi mo eh. Di ba, lumalaki pa. Kasi mahal na mahal niya tayo, kaya inaalagaan tayo, minamahal tayo, tama? Sino pa yung naisip nating sobrang bait sa atin, di ba? Probably may kaibigan ka na kahit gaano ka pa ka-late, kada na lang mag-meet kayo, di ba? Sasabihin niya lang, okay lang pa rin, naiintindihan kita eh. Di ba? Sobrang bait. How much more our God, that we are sinful people, we need to be punished to hell. And imagine this, this God gives more grace to all of us, even in situations that we feel like we'd want to desire worldly passions. We are now given a hope that we don't have to stay in this unsatisfying life that the world offers to us. Hindi natin kailangan magstay dito. But also know that when you see yourself, nandito ka probably first time or lagi ka umaate, hindi ko kailangan mga victory group na yan, ayoko pumunta dyan sa, hindi ko kailangan na nagpe-pray sa akin, me, God, and me. Okay? Sinasabi natin that you don't need God at all. That's foolishness. That's what God is telling us as pride. When we say that we can save ourselves from our sin, mababago ko yung sarili ko, we are putting ourselves in a position as foolish people, full of pride, that because we can never save ourselves. But knowing this, that yes, we are sinful people, and our sin, our passions, it causes conflict in our lives, families, and most especially with God. How do we walk the talk now in being humble before God, knowing that His grace is available? I hope it's a good news for us and not an excuse to sin more and more because there is God's grace. But I hope it's now a good news na, Lord, sobrang bait mo, I want to honor you. That as I say that I am a follower of Jesus Christ, I want to walk the talk this life of Christianity now. How do I become humble to you every single day? After James reminded the people of God's grace, now he's given us an instruction. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Sabihin niyo, submit. I want you to encircle that word, okay? Encircle the word submit. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Because submit means to be under or to set yourself under God's authority, to obey God Himself. When we talk about that, we're talking about the word surrender. In other words, surrender. Okay? One example is this. Ito, picture na yan. Okay, nakita na ba kayo ng mga ganyang scene, right? Di ba? Yung pagka may pulis, nahuli na yung kriminal, okay? Put your hands in the air! And maybe that you just don't care. Okay, so, you're under arrest. Diba? Social yung pulis, English, diba? When it comes to surrender or putting the hands in the air and waving it like they just don't care. Nakataas lang. Pag surrenders, bakit kailangan nakataas yung kamay at bukas yung kamay? So that they would know, walang barel, walang patalim, o kahit ano, that would harm the policemen. It means it's surrender, nakakapkapan pa yan, wala na talagang kahit ano pa dyan na makakalaban sila. I hope we get to see a picture also that when it comes to God, when we submit ourselves to God, starting to God, in humility, knowing that God is good, God is the only person, the only God who can help us and who can change our lives and would take us from this life even to a life everlasting, we need to surrender everything to God. Wala na tayong hawak pa. Because sometimes we worship this way, di ba? Lord, anong kanta kanina? Music team, akit. Take His life, Lord. Di ba pala, no? Pinapatay. Take my life, Lord. It is your surrender. Pero di ba may hawak ko sa, Lord, lahat binibigay ko sa'yo. Kunin mo na lahat sa akin. Wag lang ang aking mahal. May hawak ka pa dito na, Lord, wag muna siya. Masaya pa kami. Okay, Lord. Alam ko, sabi ni nanay, tatay, mag-aral muna. Pero Lord, paano naman kami? Baka wala na magkagusto sa akin pag binitawan ko to Lord. I hope when it's surrender, it means all areas of our lives. When it comes to surrender, it's all areas of our lives under God's authority. That's humility and surrendering to God. It's putting your hands up na pag sinasabi namin, di ba, when we pray, can we lift our hands up in surrender? It's a symbolism that, Lord, we surrender our lives to you. Nothing mystical about it. We just raise our hands in surrender to God because, Lord, you deserve our worship because you are so good to us. It's a response when we talk about surrender. And then, talking about surrendering, next part to that is now when we battle with temptation and sin, we can now do this. Resist the devil. Okay? Resist the devil. Because if we do not submit to God, how can we resist the devil? How can we be friends of the world when we say we submit our lives or surrender everything to God? Because the word resist there, in Greek translation, two words ang meaning niya. It means stand and it also means against. But put it together, ganun din yung description, stand against the devil. We can fight a battle against the devil and hate sin. Not only don't sin, but hate sin. Because sin is brutal and it's serious, it would kill all of us. It would kill all of us. And sin killed Jesus Christ, that He was sin for all of us, although He did not sin. That's how serious it is. That's why I hope that our response is to resist the devil, that to a point na, alam niyo yung, pagka may hate kang bagay, di ba, you know what to do to resist it, di ba? Kunyari may flying ipis dito. Lahat gagawin mo para iwasan yun, tama? Tapos may baygon ka pa, whatever. You will stand against it because you don't like this. I hope the hatred that you have for sin is how God hates sin as well. That it should not be among us. That we should resist sin and we should stand against sin. That when there's temptation, that it's just right for us to go away. And it takes for us to just say three words, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Start with that. When there is temptation, it takes for us to just say, in Jesus' name. Subukan mo, pagsabayin mo, na gusto mo na magmura, sabihin mo, in Jesus' name, di mo mapagsasabayan. Wala kang makikita na nagsasabay, na may kinakurse, galit na galit, di ba, habang nagpe-pray. Because you know in your heart, in this manner, God has given us the power in the name of Jesus to resist sin. And it is also a promise that the devil will flee from you. The devil will flee from us. We now have the ability that when we are in God, when we surrender to God, we can resist sin. We don't have to live in sin anymore that would destroy our lives and even has destroyed your lives. That's why sometimes hiyang-hiya tayo sa past natin because this was the sin. But now, when we are tempted, we can just say, in Jesus' name, Lord, tulungan mo ako. Because even it says in 1 Corinthians 10:13 that no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, He will also provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. But talking about this verse, no temptation has overtaken us. will overtake us. All temptation can be battled and we can resist sin and the devil will flee from us. And not only that, I hope you don't just come late at night at sasabihin mo sa internet, "Di, kaya ko to, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name." Hanggang paklik ka na, di ba? Kalokohan yun. I hope that we come to a point that also God would make a way for us to escape all these temptations and then we flee. We don't just battle with temptation face to face. We don't. We say to the temptation, "In Jesus' name, Lord, teach me to follow you, to honor you at this time." And then go away and escape. Anyway, the devil would flee because you know that you need to honor God in your life, right? I hope this serves as a reminder to us that as Christians, we walk the talk of being disciples of Jesus Christ when we resist the devil. And now in verse 8, let's continue. It says here, "Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you." When we talk about this, the call to draw near to God is actually an invitation. When we surrender our lives to God, when we surrender everything to God and live a life that we could be able to resist sin, resist the devil, resist temptation, there is also an invitation. Not only that we can go near to God, but also He has a promise that He will draw near to us. There's an invitation and also there's a promise that God would be with us. Kasi baliwala, yes, sinurrender na natin lahat, mababait tao lahat dito, lahat sinurrender natin, we put our priorities settled according to the values that we learned from the Bible, from your family, you want to honor parents and you want to honor other people, you want to be of help to other people, and then also, you can resist sin. Hindi ka na nagsisin, di ba? Sobrang bait mo na araw-araw. May hilo ka na nga eh. But if you miss out the point, that most importantly, ang gusto ni Lord is that to be near man. So that He would be near with us. He would be having a relationship with us. That's why it was so important that James would talk about their conflicts and the start of their conflicts is their heart issue. It's because they have an issue with God. He wants them to be back to enjoy and be satisfied in God alone. Satisfied in God alone with this invitation that we can draw near to God and as a promise, God will draw near to us. Because the truth is, access to God is a gift and nearness to Him is a choice. Said by Pastor Jim Lafoon, one of our pastors in every nation, access to God is a gift. It's already available. Because Jesus died for sin. When the veil was torn, kung mababasa niyo yun, ibig sabihin nun, everyone is now welcome to come before God, to go before God. But nearness to God is a choice. That is our choice every day. Kasi hindi darating yung point na pagising mo, bukas na yung Bible mo, dun na sa babasahin mo. It's also our response that knowing that God is so good to us, it's also a responsibility that we open our Bibles, read it, and know who our God is more and more every day. Yung joy lang na 'di ba pag may isang tao kang nakikilala mo more and more, 'di ba? Kilig na kilig ka nga pag nanonood ka ng mga ganun, 'di ba? Mga teleserye, movie, 'di ba? Pero kahit ikaw pag nalalaman mo na grabe close na kami, 'di ba? Nag-Snapchat na kami, 'di ba? Close na kayo. Enjoy na enjoy mo pag may nakikilala kang tao, close mo na. But how about God? Do we also have a desire to know who God is more and more in our lives? Because He is a God who loves us so much, gave everything for us so that we could be near to Him and not only near to Him, have a relationship with Him today and forever. To be with us forevermore. I hope we get to see that this invitation and promise is beneficial for us. And also, when we go through verses 8 and 9, we see that when James says, "Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be wretched and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy into gloom." It speaks of repentance. It speaks of repentance. Because when we get to see that Jesus is so good to us, and He's giving to us a life everlasting and also a life that would be satisfied, not because of the world, pero satisfaction that comes from Him. Eternally, we get to see na, "Lord, grabe yung mga nagawa ko, sama-sama ko pala. That this sin has directed my life towards hell, but Lord, You have saved me." It speaks of repentance. It's only result as we begin to see that God draws near to us as we draw near to Him in humility. I hope that when we come to God, we just come as we are. Hindi na tayo dun sa When we talk about this, it's not the other way around. I'm so glad that when James talk about this, inuna niya that draw near to God and He will draw near to you. Inuna niya yung relationship between man and God that we have. Then next is repentance. Because I can't imagine a service na sasabihin natin, di ba, with the altar call, if you're familiar and you've been here many times, yung pag-altar call ka, so dito, you want to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then magtataas niya ng kamay, okay, to those people raising up their hands, okay, labas kayo, pagbayaran niyo mo yung kasalanan niyo, okay, oh, tapos lumabas kayo, bayaran niyo yung pinagkakautangan niyo, lahat ng pinagkasalanan niyo, sinaktan niyo, mag-sorry kayo, okay, pagsisihan nyo muna, tapos balik kayo dito. Let's pray and draw near to God pag malinis ka na. Because in reality, we can never clean ourselves. We take out the mentality that we say, saka na ako pupunta sa altar call pagka ready na ako. Saka ako na-accept si Lord pag ready na ako. Pagka kaya ko nang i-give up yung lahat ng ginagawa ko. Saka na ako babalik ng church, Lord, or magsiservice pagka malinis na yung sarili ko, pag nakapagbasa na ako ng Bible cover to cover. Babawi muna ako sa iyo, Lord. Di muna ako attend ng VG. Nag-sin ako this morning, Lord. Linisin ko muna yung sarili ko. Okay? I hope we draw out from this mentality that God wants us to draw near. In drawing near to Him, He will cleanse us as we repent of our sins. That is the promise of God. That's why when James tells us, humble yourselves before the Lord and He will exalt you, God will change your life as you humbly surrender your life to Him. As you humbly repent before and as you humbly draw near to God. It's even said in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners of whom I am the worst. This speaks of Paul sharing that Jesus Christ is the first one who drew near to us. That's why we can draw near to God and He can draw near to us because there's a relationship. It's first and foremost because of what Christ has done on the cross. We're not gonna be tired of preaching this because this is what Jesus Christ did for us. And the gospel is the word and the message that would change us and that would remind us that si Jesus Christ pala, yung unang nagpakumbaba, bago tayo dumating sa point na ngayon, gusto nating magpakumbaba sa Panginoon. It's Jesus Christ who first came to save us sinners. That while we were still sinners, Jesus Christ already died for us. And now we come to a point that even when Paul said, I am worst of the sinners, I hope we get to see that what our sin is, how small it is and how big it is, it's the worst sin for all of us. Because sin would kill us. And that's why it says that for the wages of sin, isa lang is death, eternal separation from God and punishment in hell. But you know what? In Christ Jesus, who came first and humbled Himself, being God, most high, creator of heaven and earth, went down to earth, lived the life that we should have lived, and died the death that we all deserve in our place. And then when He resurrected, He proved that He is God. And also that He now offers the gift of salvation, eternal life, to everyone who would repent and believe in Him. I hope that we get to see that every sin is the worst kind of sin. Because you know what the payment for that is? It's the blood of Jesus Christ. Gaano ka-importante yun? Panginoon siya, lumikha ng mundo, kalangitan, died for all of us. Humbled down for all of us. I hope this is a response as we live our lives as followers. An authentic disciple walks the talks with a life humbly submitted to God daily. Because there would be many times na madada pa ulit tayo. Pwedeng mag-sina naman tayo. But you know what? I hope it will be a pattern of life that we would walk the talk to humbly submit our lives every day, to humbly surrender everything to God, draw near to Him every day by praying and reading the Bible, worshiping God, and then repenting. Quick to repent when there are issues in our lives that we know that does not honor God. And then we can live a lifestyle to resist the devil. A surrendered and humbly submitted life to God would lead us to a kind of life that would honor Him. And if you're here, probably Kristiyano ka na, matagal na, o bago pa lang, pero alam mo, na kay Lord ka na, I hope that we choose ourselves to be humble, to humbly surrender to God every single day. That when we know na may mga bagay sa buhay natin, we're quick na, Lord, I'm sorry, change me in this area. That way, we walk the talk. And if probably it's your first time here, you've never surrendered your life to God, any point at all, I hope your time starts now. Your journey with God, your story with God would start now. Because you cannot save yourself from your sins. Only Jesus can. Don't be afraid to draw near. Come as you are. Alam naman ni Lord lahat ng ginawa natin, kasalanan natin. But God loves us anyway and would save us just as we repent from our sins. Can I invite everyone to bow down? Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word. And thank you because you are with us and you humbly came down first for all of us. And Lord, we pray right now, even as we humble ourselves right now, to surrender every area of our life, to humbly submit everything to you, God, we draw near to you right now in repentance for all the sins that we have done against you. Let me pray for some people right here. Probably you have conflicts in your life right now, important relationships between family, other people, your friends, your victory group leader, human relationships that you have right now na alam mo na apektuhan dahil may gusto kang ipaglaban because of a selfish desire. God would want to restore it. Would you just raise your hand right now? If that's you, you know that conflicts at home, whether with your parents, siblings, loved ones, Lord, thank you for these people, Lord, humbly surrendering this area of their lives, Lord. At a point, Lord God, may gusto silang ipaglaban. May gusto kaming ipaglaban, Lord God. And yet, through this, Lord, naapektuhan na yung relationships namin, God. But we pray to thank you, God, that give us the grace, Lord God, right now to ask for forgiveness to the people na nasaktan namin. Because of our selfish desires or the will to win in this argument or to prove myself to be better than others, God, we say sorry. Humble us right now to say sorry to these people and forgive them. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Put down your hands. And to the next group of people, I believe we all have a share. We all have a share of things in life that does not honor God. We all have a part in our lives that sometimes we easily get tempted, fall into sin, whatever. But I want all of us to talk to God personally. I'm not gonna ask everyone to raise up their hands or some people to raise up their hands because I believe that every part of our life, Lord, meron tayong sometimes di natin na-honor si God. Can we just right now surrender this area, draw near to God right now by talking and praying to Him and repent personally. Speak to God right now. Pray right now. Thank you, Lord, that you heard our prayers. We repent for all the times that we have hurt you. But we are thankful. We are thankful that your grace is bigger than this area. That's why we ask you, Lord, to change us. That we would not tolerate, Lord, the sin patterns that we have in our life. But Lord, we ask that you would change our appetites. You would change our passions. You would change our desires. A desire of knowing you more and more. To a satisfaction na sa'yo lang manggagaling. That ikaw pa lang, Lord, we are more than satisfied and we would find all satisfaction from you, God. Thank you, Lord. And we honor you. Thank you that when we drew near to you right now, you are here with us. In Jesus' name.